commands tremendous public support in Singapore. For example, last year we conducted a public perception survey on attitude towards the death penalty. Nearly 87% of the respondents agreed or strongly agreed that the death penalty should be used for most serious crimes, including drug trafficking. Now, that's almost a 10 percentage point increase from 2023, just in 2 years, from 77% to 87%. And the figure was something like somewhere between 50 and 60% a few years ago. So public support has increased tremendously. The survey also found that nearly 77% of respondents agreed or strongly agreed that the mandatory death penalty was appropriate as punishment for trafficking a significant amount of drugs. From memory, I think that was in the mid-50s, 55-60%, some years ago. But from 2023, that was an increase of 8 points. This meant that some of the activists keep quiet, they ignore these statistics, and whenever someone is on the death row about to be executed, they try and humanize. They say he's got a mother, a father, a sister, he's a poet, he's this, he's that, and the state is going to kill him. His victims also have parents, his victims also have a future ahead of them, and there are many more victims from drug trafficking compared to the drug trafficker.